This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Fountain of Life Parish, December Farms Road, that's K Bus Stop, Agbara Lusada Road, Ogun State. Be blessed as you listen.
We are exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth.
This morning, can we lift up our voices and just begin to appreciate the Lord for another
thank
time in His presence,
Father,
for a day like
Father,
this.
We thank you.
Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless,
Father,
your holy name.
Bless your holy name.
Mando sotombre gelibra shatia nia no zeprata. Lekura nei no zina bo librandia zania. Elibrandia tezo remo sotoba. Ila kiro mo shatania. Manda brato so lemo setora manande siati. Ezo zada galabalaga. Ila brana koska. Le zuzeto parite guli baria zanda brato zole bregli elikatelia mosuna kando pra le zadele mo shatana apratelo do zelo bregelia le zadim bradi la tisano boshi da baru ane amoso pra le zatane haro bosha hila brania le kosoto lia la ziza no mando preketo zula breo ali boshata le Zata da Bahari Mosso, Ombre de Liketesi, Hilebreto, La Susana Namo Shata, Leze Golia Mosso, Brotolia Berua, Lipalia Teatea. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for another Monday morning in your presence. We thank you for what you have said to do this morning. We thank you for the new beginnings you will release. We thank you because in the journey of this year, we will have multiple new beginnings. We thank you because you glorify your name even as we pray this morning. Father, I use everyone under the sound of my voice this morning as point of contact unto every one of your children. Father, let the new beginnings you have ordained for every individual begin now in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning glorify your name. And let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we say something is new, it is new because it's just produced, introduced, or discovered recently. Or it's just beginning to be existing for the first time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible makes us to understand that there are certain kinds of testimonies that are new because eyes have not seen them before. Ears have not heard them. Neither have they entered into the heart of man. It says, but as it is written, I had not seen, nor he had, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. So when we talk about beginning, beginning means the point in time or space at which something begins or starts. So this morning, as we pray about the topic new beginning, what are we even talking about? New beginning has to do with God starting something new in our life and introducing that thing with a testimony that is new. This morning, our God, who is the God of new things, has a clear agenda to begin to do new things in our lives as we look up to Him this morning. And there are certain areas where I'm trusting God that our new beginnings will begin to manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. You and I need a new beginning, number one, in our relationship with God. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. I want you to pray this morning, Father, at any junction where I failed you in the journey of last year, Father, bring me back. Give me a new beginning. The prodigal son went away, but you gave him a brand new beginning. I want to speak to God this morning, Father, at any junction where I might have deviated, at any junction where I went astray, at any junction where I didn't do as I should do, even concerning the things of God, Father, bring me back and give me a new beginning. Meto zibalito baria niate zuate liakata. Ezuzato barima shatala kilibradiate zunan. Rema poscombre delibash kalia. Ezate libarua niakata. Ezata liba remo zute gelibradia. Kenda balo zolibradia. Reze no basheleba. Nicotiate lomoscombre. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Secondly, God will give us new beginnings by giving us renewed minds. God will give you a new beginning by renewing your mind. If the way we think is the problem, the Lord will correct it. In Proverbs 23, verse 17, the Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. As a man thinks, he will act. And as he acts, that is what he will become. In Romans 12, verse 22, the Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It is not every heart that is conceiving the will of God in every situation and circumstances. There are many hearts of weak Christians that are ruled by principles, that are ruled by culture, that are ruled by tradition, again, even against the will of God. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to rise on your feet. The Bible says the way we should think. Ephesians 3:20. Let's rise on our feet. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. God doesn't just answer prayer. He answers our thinking according to his power that worketh in us. If our thinking is right, the result we'll get may not be right. This morning, I want you to pray to God, Father, give me a renewed mindset. Father, the mindset that will help me this year to leap over every wall, to leap over every obstacles on the way. Father, give unto me. Father, give me a renewed mindset. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, set my heart right. Librandos ke pratia libashana manakiata. Father, give me a renewed mindset. Leko rema tila toba helatelia baliati koprenia. Rezata liba shila pretia nakosketia. Repeka pa arabajilata. Ezate kopre liapandia. Karaboske liakata. Father, align my mindset to your will. Le prendia palito zika. Hapratia po zebriti. Rekapaya, hurabalia, les kamradia kata, repeku talia, epekura bajilata, lia kopretelia, les kembredo balia kata, ralia pa lozaba, harabashataya, ekeprenia mazuza, rekepronia mazataya, ilab rekopalia bazata parua niapa. Father, align my mindset to your will. Lezembri kuria paya. Epekuradi libadela. Ezeku rabaka liate libuzile apania. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want to pray every stronghold of negative and into evil thoughts on my mind be broken in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Father, every stronghold of negative and evil thoughts in my mind, be broken in the name of Jesus. 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 Lito ziapaliate swamo repa shalagiata. Rekupalia zilatali. Ezato pariatali. Baria no zipregediata. Remba de kupa. Ezegede kwa palia. Eraba di kapo. Rebalia kelebo zila paliata. Lizate kapali dozima kapratia lebo shalia. Reba de kupa. Ezeketelia baska. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Lift up your voice and say, every mindset that is hindering my progress and breakthroughs, give way in the name of Jesus. Every mindset that is standing against my progress and breakthroughs, give way in the name of Jesus. Give way. Baliko pali. Rebrando palia shatayaba. Ela brataku rebadeka pure atelia repekwali brande kose brigelia baliata na kuzabra erapa kuria palia rebrandia pali kose brada ezata erekwate. Every mindset that is hindering my progress and breakthroughs, give way in the name of Jesus. Lezota pradia kulia bania kata repeku rabba kilia bania kata. Father, renew my mindset. Give me a mindset that will support my breakthroughs. Ezatia pukalia bra. If my helpers anywhere need a renewed mindset, Father, visit them and give them a renewed mindset. Every mindset that is not favorable to my progress and breakthroughs, give way in the name of Jesus. Give way. Baliati kuria maniakata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. God, we give you a new beginning by destroying the yoke of delay and stagnancy. In the name of Jesus. In Deuteronomy 2 verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, then we turned. Deuteronomy 2 verse 2, verse 1 to 3. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spoke unto me, and we compassed about Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spoke unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Turn ye northward. When God wants to destroy the stronghold of delay and stagnancy, he gives you a direction to go forward. In the name that is above every other name, I decree from this altar this morning, you have stayed long enough in poverty. You have stayed long enough in marital delay. You have stayed long enough in joblessness. You have stayed long enough in barrenness. You have stayed long enough in frustrations. You have stayed long enough in failure in business. You have stayed long enough in limitations. You have stayed long enough in disappointments. You have stayed long enough in captivity. You have stayed long enough in sickness. Enter into your new beginning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Enter into your new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Enter into your new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Enter into your new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Enter into your new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Enter into your new beginning. In the name of Jesus.
want to pray this morning. Say today, this morning, I make up my mind. I don't want to continue to stay in that negative situation. I am getting out by force. I am beginning a new thing. I am having a new beginning. I can no longer be poor. I can no longer be delayed. I can no longer be hindered. I can no longer be stopped. A new beginning starts now in the name of Jesus. Paraporabashataya. Belia te kapala ba yegelia. Pelia te kapania. Heza oprati. Repekuate lebre de geriata. Palia balado boroboga lebre geliata nama. Perekuate kaparia. Relia te palito sepre. Ezalia po rebe de geria. Raka palida po. Ezalia pelura baniate liaba. Rekoto rebele tuazelia. Alika po riba. Ezakia librando po riata. You said in your word you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. In the name of Jesus, let your word come for me. Your word that will order my step forward. Your word that will launch me to my new beginning. Let it come. Let it come. Paroba jalabala. Peliate kupania mania kata. In Jesus. Mighty name we are prayed. When God wants to give you a new beginning, number four, he can give you a new beginning by giving you a new name. In Isaiah chapter 62, and God has done it before, there are some names that are not good. Some names are not good. Like the woman with the issue of blood. Those are names that the problems of people give them. The blind Bartimaeus, bad name. A name that problem gave him. The man at the beautiful gate, but living a ugly life. That is a name given by the man's situation. The man that was born blind. The widow of Zarephath. These are names that when God decided to give his people new beginning, those names expired. I don't know the name you are bearing. That your name labored on you. That name expired today in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 62 verse 2 to 4, the Bible says, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighted in thee, and the Lord and thy land shall be married. I want to pray this morning. Father, every name that my reproach has given to me, I cancel in the name of Jesus. And I begin to bear a new name. Father, every name that my reproach has given to me, I cancel in the name of Jesus. And I begin to bear a new name. In the name of Jesus, every name, every name, every name, every name that my problem, my reproach has given to me, I cancel today. I renounce today. And I bear a new name. Ereto taka pradia. Erake polia maziatana. Rebra rosa. Eratea. Rebra na kataya. Repekwa tela. Ezegede kwataya. Erabala dagara. Rebala dagura. Eradelua. Ekwatalu. Erabalikata. Rekoli balia telia. Ezade kubara. Erabala giatea liabana. Palo do boro gidi gidiya. Zila to porondo boriata. Zilige do ramashataya. Escabra lia palito zelia. Repaliga dele boro to zele beriataya. Eperi, Ereti, Elegelia, Eprando, Shalia, Rebaleboria, Maniaga de Brequataya. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. God wants to make a way where there's no way, because He wants to give you a new beginning. And that's number 5 points we are praying about. In Isaiah 43, verse 16 to 19. Isaiah 43, verse 16 to 19. Thus saith the Lord, which made a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and horse, and the army and the power, they shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are instant. They are quenched as too. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I want to cry to God this morning. Father, it's my season of new beginning. Do a new thing. Do a new thing in my life that will announce my new beginning. Father, it's my season of new beginning. Father, do a new thing in my life, in my family, in my career, in my business, that will announce my new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Father, do a new thing that we announce my new beginning. In the name of Jesus. Baloboria palika baladaya. Parria topore bashala. Elequa topalabaya. Elabrando paria telia managadiataya. Pele kobariate kuria paya. Zeliate kuapania balikozila paya. Father, do a new thing. Father, do a new thing. Father, do a new thing. It's my season of new beginning. Father, do something new. Ekiate kuria palia tena mana. Makalo borotosha. Helebe kote ziata. Para tobara managaria prekotoria pasha. Ezaliga bo reprekelia balia kataya. Hela kuatai rekuataya. Rekupa libo skelia kata. Jesus. 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 Maku kapalia teskumbra. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. God wants to give you a new beginning. And He can do it by making all things become new. In Revelation 21, verse 5, the Bible says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He that sat upon the throne is the one that said it. And he's still saying it this morning. Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. I want to pray this morning, Father, I write it on the tablet of my heart that my portion this season is everything is new. Everything about me becomes new. Everything about me becomes new. Lift up your voice, speak to God. Father, I write it on the tablet of my heart that all things becomes new for me. All things becomes new. I begin to experience new beginnings in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus. Piro pa kukali. Kero baladaga la baraga la baragara. Aladuria te kelo boshkilia. Zeliatitalu ora hilabratilia repekuatelia baria to parabasha pereku kapaliata mekiatile borra bakiatania zila apra tu kapa riatelia barakatania mosalia magia bala tuzilia balagada pelegula balagada balagada haria pakia palutu Ezila herra bashilata escabra no palia melekoskelia. All things becomes new. All things becomes new. All things becomes new for me. La prequa te kupa eradila balia telia mosila banagara. Reprato para talia baniakata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. If a rich man changes his wardrobe, every cloth there will be new. If he changes his furniture, everything in the house becomes new. It is my prayer for you in the mighty name of Jesus. That testimony that will make you more than able to replace every whole thing in your life, that testimony comes your way in the name of Jesus. I want to pray, Father, everything in my life that is old and due for change in your agenda, change it now in the name of Jesus. Father, every old thing in my life that is due for change in your agenda, Father, change it now in the name of Jesus. Pakuria te kapa paria te kopalia dekele. Every old things in my life that is hard and due for changing your agenda, Father, change it now. Father, let there be change of level. Let there be change of job. Let there be change of location. Let there be change of status. In the name of Jesus, a new level emerged for you. A new status is announced over your life. Ekwate kuariba dosha. Erate poria maniakata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. And lastly, God wants to make you a brand new personality. He wants to give you a new beginning by making you a brand new personality. In 1 Samuel 10 verse 6, the Bible says, "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into another man." There is a power that can come upon a man and he will become another man. There is a power that can come upon you even in that your business. You become another man in that business, and the way you have been doing that business before and you are not making profit, you will do it in another way and profit will start pouring in. Librando shkaliabana elikota kurima shatalia te kuapania. I prophesy over your life and destiny, God will do a new thing. God will do a new thing. God will do a new thing. God will turn you to a brand new person. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will do a new thing. Your waiting is over. I don't know what you have been waiting for. It manifests this week in the name of Jesus. God will open unto you a new chapter of glory in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause his wind of change to blow over your life, and new things will manifest in the name of Jesus. As the Lord liveth, you are changing levels into a new level in the name of Jesus. As from today, I decree over your life and destiny, your story shall be from glory to glory, from honor to honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are now at a turning point of your life. Enjoy divine turnaround in the name of Jesus. Congratulations. Your new beginning is at hand. Your new beginning is at hand. Your new beginning is at hand. I speak by the authority in the name of Jesus. Whatever must give way, whoever must give way for your new beginning.
beginning not to ever suffer delay again. In the name of Jesus, they clear out of your way in the name of Jesus. Every power manipulating occurrences around your new beginning, every power of satanic manipulation affecting the manifestation of your new beginning, in the mighty name of Jesus, every of such powers, they are arrested in the name of Jesus.
Every mindset you have that does not support your new beginning, every mindset your helper has contrary to the will of God that does not support your new beginning, in the name that is above every other name, that mindset is renewed. A new mind that is programmed by the Holy Ghost, receive in the name of Jesus. A new mind that the Spirit of God can breathe upon and minister to, receive in the name of Jesus. A new mind that we only think the will and the purpose of God and not human principles, receive in the name of Jesus. A new mind that God will minister to and will obey God, receive that mind in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in this season, every obedience that you obey, every obedience towards God that you show, we bring bountiful harvest your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Father, we bless your holy name. As you go, the Lord go with you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. In the journey of this week, your new beginning is settled. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we are prayed. God bless you. See you tomorrow at the Digging Deep by 6 p.m. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus.